by Schoenberg.
Okay, good evening, and good evening to anybody who is listening online, if someone's online. So we have another story this week, the Olam Sol. I don't know if the Olam Sol, if the Olam Bread. If we have this week another story, which was somebody, housewife, Shabbos morning, was preparing the Aymet Zwiebel. Yeah, everybody knows what Aymet Zwiebel is. Aymet Zwiebel. So they,
egg and onion.
Yeah, egg and onion. And as they were chopping up the onion, they inadvertently chopped the onion up too fine. Right. So we know there's going to be a problem. And we'll see what the problem is. Then took the onion and mixed it together with the egg. So now we've got the Aymet Zwiebel, and they want to know, can they now eat this Aymet Zwiebel on Shabbos? Are they supposed to take the egg, the onion out of it? Are they supposed to eat the egg out of it? What would you say?
Can't eat it.
Can't eat it. Why is it impossible?
Even if you can, it's
burning. Okay. So the Rehoboam have any... Ne megas essen zu nicht?
The Shabbos...
Muskulation, huh? It was Bishogig.
Bishogig.
Okay, so let's start going into this. So in this, every story, we've got a few sugyas that we need to enter to see how to paskin in a particular story. So first of all, in this ma'aser, we have the sugya of toichna. Because the issue of chopping up vegetables or onions goes under the category of toichna. Toichen means the primary malacha of toichen was you're taking wheat and you're grinding it into flour. So the Rishonim say, or the Gemara says, that you're going to take, we'll soon see the Gemara, but you take something and you chop it into small pieces. That is the category of toichen. Then we'll need to check about boira, because how are you going to extract the onions if you are? And then we're going to need to check about Ma'aser Shabbos, a malacha which was done on Shabbos, what's the halacha, if there is going to be. And then we will also need to check Muktzah.
Sorry, the boira part, you're putting the egg and onion together, where's the shaman now?
If you want to, well, maybe you can't eat the onions, and then you have to set
it.
Yeah.
If you can't eat the onions,
you can't eat the onions.
Sorry.
And then, right, so, Ma'aser Shabbos, and then there's going to be a shaila of Muktzah. Okay, so why Muktzah? Because if it's Aser, then maybe the onions became Muktzah. You see, that's Negea. I don't think that's Negea here. So, the question is like, so let's go to Lefi HaSeder. In Meleches Toichen. Okay, so Toichen means we take one osanage object and we chop it into bits. What we've done here, we've taken an onion and we've chopped it into bits. So, does an onion have the same category as a piece of wheat? Does the onion have the same issue as a piece of wheat? When I chop it into bits, then it's considered Toichen. So there's the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf, Ayin, Hey, I'm in the base, I think it is. Hai man de Purim Silke, I can't remember who says it, but Hai man de Purim Silke, somebody who chopped up a vegetable with Silke, then he's Chayav Chatos, he's because of Toy. That's how Rashi learns it, cuts into small pieces. Tosfos says that it's not Negea to every single vegetable, only if Silke. Silke is a vegetable which, for some reason, I think it's beet, that's not a beet vegetable. That does have toichen, and other vegetables don't. The Rosh, we've got a different pshat, the Rosh says it's not mistaben to say that I've got a vegetable which is roi l'achila, and all I'm doing is I'm chopping it up, then that will turn into a toichen. Well, so I'm eating it, well, before I eat it, I'm about to chop it into... Maybe here we're talking about we're chopping into very small pieces and therefore it's not exactly a chelik achila. But the mice, it's reil achila already, so the Rosh says it can't be that any vegetable which is reil achila will be considered toich. Any vegetable is not toich. The Rambam has a very interesting shitta. The Rambam says, the Rambam writes, that somebody who chops up the vegetable, levashloi, to cook it, that's when you'll have a problem of toich. Right? The Bis Yosef Red Zois that says to something which is Roya L'Achila, I mean, it's not levashlo. You want to eat it chayim, necholim chayim, to chop it up for eating it raw. That will be considered not toichin, something which you're chopping up to cook. Even if you're chopping up a raw vegetable to cook, a vegetable which you could eat raw, you're chopping up to cook, that would be toichin. But something which you want to eat raw and you're chopping it up, then that won't be considered toichin.
So, No,
it's either if a parm silk is chatos.
It's
raw,
and you cut it. Is it just the
Rosh and the people who are matir or the people
who are matir?
It's mutter gom. It's pas dachila. Yeah, mutter gom.
What do you call small?
Oh, we'll soon get there.
Okay.
Very good. We'll soon get there.
Huh? The small ones.
You mean a bit bigger than normal?
Well, I'll tell you. Somebody told me. You know, Baruch Hashem, one of the milers of this shaila is that we get a lot of during the week people come and talk about it. Somebody told me this week that he'd asked Reb Falke shaila that he wanted to eat pumpkin seeds on Shabbos. Pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. A very small thing to make a brocha, but he didn't want to have a shaila of beria, which makes him brocha achrin. If you have a shaila of eating a whole thing, then brocha achrin. You have one small pumpkin seed, you might say burn the first. So he wants to chop the pumpkin seeds in half, that he shouldn't get the hadamah without the shaila of. So is he now going to be called toichen because the pumpkin seed, even though he's not chopping it into bits, but it's very, very small when he's finished it? There's a refalk here. This didn't get very clear. Well, since let's. Al Kulponim, so we've got an interesting range of Rishonim, right? From one side, there's a Chiyuv Chatos, you're chopping something very, very fine. Sounds like from some Rishonim, there'll be a Chiyuv Chatos. Or fine, you're chopping it finely, we don't know how big you're chopping it finely, it'll be a Chiyuv Chatos. The other side, it's Mutter Gomel. You've got Tosfos says that it's only silka and no other vegetables. You've got this Rambam, this Levashto, if something which is Israel Lachilo, if you want to do it Lachayim, when it's raw, and you want to eat it as it is, then it won't be Tosfos. So, we have a prima godin. Let's see. When it comes to if it is toichen, what will be the problem? The problem will be it's a malacha d'oraisa and it will be ma'aseh Shabbos, right? A malacha d'oraisa, ma'aseh Shabbos. What's the halacha if it's ma'aseh Shabbos?
Can't eat it.
But Mstoma, you've heard Shurim, some of you've learned that there's some chalukas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, right? Somebody's mevashel b'Shabbos b'shoigei, some mevashel b'mezid. So there's two mechalik, 2 days. Shulchan Aruch paskins chomadikah deya. That if you mevashel b'Shabbos b'mezid, then the person who cooks it he can never eat it, and the acherim will be able to eat it after Shabbos. And if you're mevashel b'shoigeg, then no one can eat it on Shabbos and everybody after Shabbos. Kumtz again the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the Gaon holds that we learn well, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shit. But the Gaon says we're going to pass him like Ramea. And Ramea says it's very simple. If it's b'mezid, then it's usher for everybody on Shabbos and mutter for everybody after Shabbos, and if it's b'shoigeg, then it's mutter for everybody even on Shabbos. Zot the Mishnah Berurah that I can allow the Gaon Shita to paskin like Remeir b'mokim tzorich. B'mokim tzorich. When there's a tzorich, I can be makel that if it was b'shoigeg, then I can do it, that I can eat it on Shabbos. So now, that's l'kabim mavash b'shabbos. The question is, in this case, is a malacha, which is also a malacha d'oraisa, which would have been done to food on Shabbos. So even if a whole like those Rishonim that say that it's a chiyuv chatos to chop up a vegetable finely, but he did it b'shoigeg. If he did it b'shoigeg, is it called a tzorich? Is my ay mitzvibel? Now this is a question which I don't know. I'm afraid the chassidish yidin. Is the ay mitzvibel considered a tzorich that I'll be going to rely on this gom? Mishnah Berurah says that we can lie on the gom, but welcome a tzorich that was done b'shoigeg, so maybe the whole there's no problem in the first place. I don't know, I would have thought maybe it's not a tzorich, but maybe he's got nothing else to eat. If he's not going to eat anything else, whatever, then it could be.
Machel Shabbos.
Machel Shabbos. So you mean if the Machel Shabbos badia is as a choshev, I don't know how we've done up what's called tzorich, not tzorich, those daf mezich again for the eigene ruva. But that would be one sad to say that we have no problem. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, there's another Mishnah Berurah that says over there, brings a prima godin. that every time I have a sofik, because there's a machlokes rishonim in a din derabanan, then I can be made. So now, this din, the person who chopped up the thing, he may have been over an issa d'oraisa, but the fact that the food is also for me to eat, that's an issa d'rabanan, it's ma'aseh Shabbos. Right? So now there's a machlokes rishonim over here, if there bichlal is an issa, so I should really go and to be soymich on those poskim that hold that it's mutter. Well, so we see that those that is zikha, let's make a cheshbon. We'll make a cheshbon word. This onion. What's the onion? Onion is a vegetable. So according to Rashi or whoever, well, you're going to learn Rashi Gipshutai, then if I chop up the onion, whoever it is, I'm going to get chopping up. And zikha gimme over is a chivcha. According to Tosfos, is only silke. So onions is mutter. According to the Rosh, onions is mutter. According to the Rambam, now do is interesting. According to the Rambam says that if kedei levashli, the Bis Yosef at Oizgeret, kedei levashli means, well, it means that if I want to eat it raw, then it's okay. If I want to cook it, not. Now, what did the Bis Yosef mean? An onion, to take a whole onion and bite into it, does kemenish machen. Right? So the chopping up of the onion is machshir achir. That's similar to the cooking of the onion. So maybe the Rambam, when he says that when I chop up the onion, the reason why it's called toichen, because you're like the swear of the Rosh, that if I'm going to eat something and chop it all up, that's not toichen, it's part of eating it. But if I can't eat it, that means the chopping up is allowing me to eat it, then it's similar to taking wheat and turning it into flour. Normally the chopping it up would be allowing to eat it, because then I'll chop it up and cook it. In this case, I'm not cooking it, but still, the chopping up is allowing me to eat it. Because I can't eat the onion whole by slicing it. Oh, that's a very good aura, we'll soon see. But at the moment, there's a tzad. Maybe that's what he means. Or maybe he means, no, it has to be in dafke, which is with mechatre levashloi. Maybe it means dafke levashloi, and therefore I'm not going to cook this onion, so therefore it's not toichen. Lom zogun, that the Ramba means dafke levashloi, then the Rambam will be mitzuruf together with the other shittas that say there's no problem of an onion. Let's say that it means that chopping up the onion allows me to eat the onion at all. Then we'll have to go into the shaila is, how big? What? How big are the pieces? So, there is a chatzad that Roy Rishenim will say that there's not a problem, so I should be able to rely on this prima godim that says that when there's a machlokes in Rishenim, then I can use this, the Rabban. The problem, the Shabur doesn't seem to go like that. The Shabur doesn't seem to go like that, we'll soon see. But that's one tzad. The two tzadim. Number one, we want to know if there's a tzorich. I don't know. Shvach a tzorich, I would have thought. Number two, we have to know that maybe we can rely on the Supreme Godim. The Supreme Godim says that when there is the Rabban and the Mechlekes, then we can go according to them kula de kashita. We go according to kula de kashita. But the Shabur doesn't go like that. Where do we see the Mishabura doesn't go like that? Because the Mishabura in Shin Chof Aleph, the Mishabura says that those people, those who bear Haim Lechshir, Motzei Shabbos B'Tzom, he mentioned this, about how to prepare egg and onion on Shabbos morning. So he says, Oysom, Shemachachim es Hatznoim, es Abtolim Dak Dak, those people that cut it very thin, Yesh Lehem, Al Mi Sheyismoich. Right? But, he says, Al Kuponim, they not dak dak, those people that cut it up before the Sudan. He says, but if you cut it up dak dak, if you cut it very fine, then it's a chiyav chatos. Korot is a chiyav chatos, and it's also a chiyav. So you see that the Mishabura paskin, that you cut something up very fine, that if you took your onion and you cut it up very finely, it's a chiyav chatos, and it's also a chiyav. Now, that means soon, since not in all cases, but that's what the Mishabura says. So therefore, he's not relying on this Prima Godim that says that there's a Mechalikas for Shoinim, and therefore we should go according to maybe. About Shas Achille. Now, before we get to Shas Achille, we've got about another tzad where you mentioned about Chatiches Gedoyos. The Bi Alocha says that where is this whole problem of chopping up the onion? That stuff goes when it's small pieces. But when you've got big pieces, then it's not doma to toichen. Okay, so but we don't know what the shear of big pieces and small pieces are. It says in the Bialocha brings from Shoyim that we don't know. I think it was a row. We don't know what called it. What's the small piece and what's the big pieces? Maybe this is what you call dak dak is called the small piece, and what maybe is not is called really a big piece, right? We saw this chopping up the seed, whatever. Yeah, that is very small, and that probably would not be considered toichen. Huh? If you cut the sesame seed in half, are you got toichen?
Huh? Common sense.
It's going to make sense, well.
Common sense.
So let's say, because we don't know, can we now go and use that bialoch and say, there's a suffix now, I don't know what's called a big piece and what's a small piece, so let me use the prima godim that I've got a suffix in a derabonon, and we make it. You bring a sefer called Megillah, a sefer brings from Rabbi Shmuel Oyebach, that he says, that din of the prima godim is only when there's an achlekes rishonim, whether bichlal is this. For example, is there teichen here or is there not teichen? Some rishonim say there isn't. And some Rishonim say that it's, so then midrabonan, I can go to the kula. But whether there's a sophic in the etz and then I don't really know what, then I can't just go to the kula and say, oh, because I don't know, sich nemon, that this is called. So I can't use the size to be able to say, ichdaf on nemon, that if it's chopped up, then it's korv, he's done a korv techiv chatos. And the thing, the onion is also bahano. Where would be the hetter? The hetter would be. This is all talking about when he did this Shabbos in the morning. Rishonim say that the din of Teuchim has got the same din of Beira when it comes to Somach L'Suya. So when we, even if you're chopping up Dak Dak, and you're chopping it up straight before the Suda, just like by Beira we say that that's called Derech Achille, so by Teuchim it's also be Mutter Somach L'Suya. What's called Somach L'Suya? The whole Shaila. Somach L'Suya, but he says at least it means after I come home from Shul. If I'm doing it before I come home from shul, then there's a problem. Over the bi'alocha, there's still going to be another condition, just like in boira, I need to be able to do it. There's three conditions. Yeah. It has to be miyad, it has to be bi'yad. If I'm going to use a knife, a special knife to chop the onion, so in boira, I'm allowed to use cutlery to eat, and that's called bi'yad, because it's a regular knife. When I'm chopping this onion, it depends. If I'm using a special, what he calls a hackmesser. I don't know what hackmesser. What's a hackmesser? A special type of chopping knife. So I'm using a chopping knife what I wouldn't use for eating it, for eating with. That's already considered bikli. So then you all get the hetter, even if it's straight before. So now, so let's make a sequence. So what have they done? If it was done Shabbos in the morning, before shul, even with a normal knife, Shabbos in the morning before shul or before he came home from shul, it's not Somach L'Suda. So unless it's a tzorich for Shabbos, then it's a chatos, will be shogig, I won't be able to use it. If it's a tzorich for Shabbos, I can't use any of the tzirufim to be tzorichon, the rishonim that hold that mishabura holds the kupon. It's chaylik mishabura. I can't use the tzirufim of the rishonim to say that there's no tchin over here. So I can move on there that there's tzorichos. Therefore, I've got a problem that I can't use these onions. Now, if it was done somach l'suda, then it's mutter, aber, wie lange the chanishkin is a chopping knife. If I use the chopping knife for the onion, that means a knife which I wouldn't mean for the suda, then weiter, it doesn't have the head of somach l'suda, then weiter the onion is osse. So now, lo mizung that it came to a case of the onion, we came osse. Now you mix it into your egg. Okay, so, mix it into your egg. What's case to come yet? Can you now eat this thing?
No.
Can't. Onion can't finish this. So you
just
have to be.
Huh? Just eat the egg.
Just eat the egg.
Take your fork and eat the egg.
Oh, take one first. So you have to be careful. Because you can do boira biyad. Boira biyad. There is. Okay, there is a rate. Let us say it's a rate. Whether is something. If somebody shechts a behemoth on Yom Tov. Right? So. You're allowed to shech behim on Yom Tov, but you need to do nikur. Okay? If you need to do nikur, how can I be menakir with chelke chalak behim on Yom? Maybe there's boira. Zdo Amag Avrom. Amag Avrom says that if the boira only is because of Issa, then that's not called two meaning. It's one shtik behim, this chelik is also, that chelik is also, it's called two meaning. So now, what about the... Now here, the egg and onion is only in God of Issa. Obviously, I can't say we can't compare it to boy here because the mice are there, it's one min. Because it's it's one min, because one behem, half a behem is also half a behem is also. So mele, over here, there's two minim. There's onions and egg. Rather, the onions have it. So it is two minim. So maybe you can't compare to that. But again, then egg and onion is ain't taruk, this vetus ain min. This vetus is ain min. From a vote, get off, make a zain. The Matthias is, though, the halach is, we're not mishnah azoi, we're named on that something which is machmas isse is azoi with two meaning, and therefore, it's what gedav zain your bera, and you have to take the egg out of that. The only thing that you have to be worried about is that the onion itself is mukta. So if you've got any plates of the onion left, then you can't move it.
You can't take every stickle egg out. There'll always be a little bit of egg there.
Okay. Say that doesn't matter.
No, you can take the plate away because you've got heta and issa together.
Oh, so that when you've got heta and issa together, it depends. If you're taking it l'tzorich the egg, so tiltum atzad l'tzorich dover amuta is okay. But if you're taking it out l'tzorich the to get rid of the onions, so does the shinan l'tzorich dover osu. So how are you going to clean the plates away? Maybe they'll have to come back to the head of Grafshul Rei. Of a stamazay could be to move the plate afterwards. If you've got these muktzadika onions mixed in and you want to move the plate from one set to the other, not the tzurich dover amuta, is a shayla, maybe a muktzah, how are you going to do it? About kuponim. Yeah, okay. Aber das ist der Scheiß, klappt der Scheiß. Mit Hashem, next week, da ist er interessant, der Scheiß, in 2 weeks time, euch ist er interessant, der Scheiß, euch ist er helfen. Es soll solche sein, zu sein, schwierig, schön, wie ich habe es gekostet.